Welcome back to the Culture for Seniors Holiday Show, right here on CJMQ 88.9 FM. A big part of the holidays is reaching out to friends and family and co-workers and also reaching out to people that we appreciate but we haven't seen in a while. And I think about it and I get the feeling that we've all sent out our fair share of Christmas cards over the years, haven't we? But it's also really great to get news from other people, to receive those Christmas cards and to open up the mailbox and, you know, get news from away, as they say. And now we can send and receive greetings through Canada Post, by email, by text. We can leave and receive phone messages. It'd be great if we could get some Christmas messages by way of carrier pigeon. Imagine how small that message would be. Well, here's some other telephone messages that we received.
My name is Dorothy Huff. I live at the Wells Home and want to wish my loved ones a very Merry Christmas. Thank you.
My name is Blanche Mastine and I live at the Wells Home. And I want to wish all my loved ones a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
My name is Brian. I live at the Wells Home and want to wish my loved one a very Merry Christmas.
Hi, Head. Hello, everyone. I'm Mahi from Culture for Seniors Project. It is a great pleasure for me to present you today our very first radio show, Holidays Edition, with Ed Humphrey. During these special times, I believe that if we take care of each other and use the extraordinary power of our creativity, well, it will sure do no wrong. On behalf of Culture for Seniors, I wish you all happy holidays. Back to you, Ed.
Well, thank you very much, Marie. Now, you may be familiar with our musical guests, the group Blue Celt, composed of France Thibault and Laurent Hubert, because they make regular musical visits to Wales Home in Richmond, La Résidence Eau Vive in Cookshire. They also visit the Youville Hospital in Sherbrooke and the Centre d'Hébergement Saint-Joseph in Sherbrooke. And they take part in different community events and activities with the FADOC. And right now, they're going to play another holiday standard that we all know. It's called Deck the Halls. But I didn't know that the melody is actually Welsh. Not Welsh, but Welsh. And some people believe that the words are American. And some people believe that the lyrics and the words, well, they're more Scottish. So there's no consensus on that yet. And in 1881, believe it or not, Mozart used the original music in a piano-violin duet. Now you know.
Follow the joy in your heart and sing with us this Welsh melody.
We both are sorry, ba la 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 la. This the season to be jolly, ba la 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 la. Don't you know our gay apparel, ba la la ba la 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 la. Throw the ancient yuletide carol, ba la 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 la. See the blazing yule before us, fa la 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 la. Strike the harp and join the chorus, fa la 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 la. Follow me in merry measure, fa la la fa la 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 la. While I tell the yuletide treasure, fa la 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 la.
da 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 da. Fast away the old year passes, fa la 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 la. Hey the new year lad and lasses, fa la 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 la. Sing we joyous all together, fa la la fa la 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 la. Heedless of the wind and weather, fa la 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 la. Fa la 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 la. Fa la 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 la. Dun, dun,
dun. One small orange every year, always at the bottom of our Christmas stockings. You know, all the kids in my family would wake up to find oranges. I mean, other things, but also oranges. You see, my dad grew up in a small town in rural Manitoba, but we grew up on the West Coast in Vancouver. And my dad's family, when he was a kid, was very modest, not to say poor, but not far from it. And getting fresh fruit or fresh exotic fruit like oranges, you know, in the early 1930s, that was quite a treat. So my dad would get a couple of oranges in his stocking and that he would hang up, you know, by the wood stove there. And as an adult or as a parent, he wanted to carry that tradition on with us. Now, I also got potatoes, but that has nothing to do with history. And that's a whole other story.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. The mistletoe is hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Mistletoe is hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Yeah, that was Michael Bublé with his take on Holly Jolly Christmas. Well, now on another note, Patty Warnock is with us today, and she's a storyteller. And she's been participating in storytelling activities all over the place, in Quebec and Canada, the Caribbean, France, Iran, and even in China. And Patty's repertoire consists not only of traditional style tales, but also of her own creations. And that's really where reality and fiction kind of walk hand in hand, and which are based on the reality of everyday life events and on her own childhood in rural Quebec and in northern Canada. And so we're really pleased that Patty's with us today with a story that's very befitting of the holiday season.
I'm very pleased to be here with you all today. I'd like to start by thanking Culture aux Aînés for inviting me to participate in this project and to offer you a short story. The story I'd like to offer you today is a story about friendship. Now, it may bring back some memories, or it may remind you of a special friend that you may have now. Come Christmas Eve, I always feel a little nostalgic. Seeing her lying there, sleeping so peacefully, reminds me of my first Christmas. It was Christmas Eve when they came to get me, to bring me to my new home. You might think I was sad to leave, but no, I was excited. I was ready. My brothers and sisters had already left. I heard the doorbell. I heard their soft voices as they came in. They picked me up gently, wrapped me in a warm blanket, and hugged me tightly. I knew right away that I was welcome, that they wanted me. We said our goodbyes, and we set out. It was the first time I'd ever been outside. It was very cold. I was glad of the warm blanket. I remember snuggling deep down inside so only my nose was sticking out. I could see my breath, and looking up, I could see the twinkling stars for the first time. We walked along. It was ever so quiet, and with only the crunch, crunch, crunch of their boots on the snow, it wasn't long before I dozed off. And when I awoke, I was inside. It was warm and cozy, colorful, sparkling lights. They unbundled me, gave me some warm milk, and lay me down in my new bed. Before I knew it, I was fast asleep. Now, sometime during the night, now thinking back, I'll never know if it was a dream or real. But I was awakened from my sleep by a jingle of bells, a clattering of hooves, and a jolly ho, ho, ho. I dozed off again, and the next time I woke, it was to the sound of footsteps slowly approaching. I opened my eyes and saw the first light of day. But as suddenly as I'd opened my eyes, a blanket was thrown over me and I was thrown into darkness. What was it? What was happening? But then I heard that same gentle voice. Shh, don't worry. Don't be frightened. It won't be long. But I was worried. I was frightened. But it was true. It wasn't long when I heard, Mommy, Daddy, it's Christmas, it's Christmas, wake up, wake up. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, up and down the stairs, a little voice, pitter-patter. Mommy, Daddy, there's something under the tree. It's a big box. It's covered with a blanket. Is it for me? And then, as quickly as it had been put on, the blanket was thrown up, and I looked up into the smiling face and the sparkling eyes of the most beautiful and the smallest little human that I'd ever seen. A puppy! A puppy! It's a puppy! And she picked me up and she kissed me right on the nose and she hugged me ever so tightly before putting me down on the ground. That's when I began to run around to show off, and before I knew it, she was down on all fours, running after me, chasing me around and around the tree. And that was the beginning of my first day in my new home. All day, around and around, up and down and in and out, we didn't stop at all, and I never let her out of my sight for a moment. No, this was too good to be true. I knew I'd found my own special human. All day long until that evening, supper time, we lay down under that little tree with the sparkly, colorful lights, too tired, too dog-tired to even move. They had to pick us up and carry us up to bed. Yes, upstairs, for that's where my new bed was, upstairs, right beside hers. And that's where I've been sleeping ever since. And now, again, as I look at her sleeping peacefully, it makes me think. Sometimes they say that on Christmas Eve, humans can hear or animals' words and sometimes at least their thoughts. And so, though she seems to be sleeping soundly, if ever she can hear me, I'd just like to say Merry Christmas and thank you to my special human. Now, if I could have one wish, it would be for all of you to reach out to someone this holiday season, by phone, by Zoom or Skype, or even by writing a letter, just to share a little story, something small, something simple, maybe a souvenir of some special friend that you have, whether it be human or animal, just to spread a little holiday cheer and a little friendship. Thank you, and a happy, happy, safe and healthy holiday season to one and all.
Well, thank you, Patty. And I'm wondering if you listeners, if you see yourself in that story. It's always a momentous moment when we get our first pet, whether it's a cat or a dog or a guinea pig or a goat or, I see myself in that story. I remember we got our first pet on Christmas Eve, our Christmas dog. His name was Chico, and he stayed with us for about 12 years. So it was a great, great gift. And, you know, right now I want to play you just a snippet of a song. I always get a kick out of this song. I listen to it once or twice every Christmas season. And I'm just wondering whether you remember this one.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use a dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Well, that's Gayla Peavy singing the Christmas Hippo song in 1953 when she was only 10 years old. And she's 77 years old now, and she can still sing that song as well as before. But I've got to tell you, I live in a condo, and a hippo just wouldn't work. It's too easy to damage things, and it's hard to clean up after. And I'm going to stick with the oranges in my stocking. You know, the response we've received in preparation for this show has really been great. We've received greetings from seniors in the area, which is really appreciated because I know that not everyone likes talking on the phone or leaving messages. And we've also heard from some of the organizations that help English-speaking seniors get access to the services that they need. So to all of you who phoned in, thank you very much. We appreciate the time you put into it. And it was really great to hear from you at this time of the year. In fact, here are some of your messages.
My name is Marion Coddington, and I live at the Wales home and want to wish my loved ones a very Merry Christmas.
Oui, bonjour, ici Lise de la table de concertation des aînés des sources qui souhaite à tous, aux gens de la MRC des sources et du Val-Saint-François, de très heureuses fêtes et de la santé pour la nouvelle année.
Hi, my name is Evelyn. I live at the Wales home, and I want to wish my loved ones a very Merry Christmas, and let's hope next year's so much better.
Hello there. This is Kathy Turner from Townshippers Association. It's been quite the year, but townshippers look after their own. Keep safe and remember that we live in the best place in the world. On behalf of all our staff and board of directors, Merry Christmas and a happy, healthy 2021.
Hi, I'm Benoit Bourassa. On behalf of Le Petit Bonheur de Saint-Camille, who proudly carries Culture for Seniors project for 5 years, I wish you all happy holidays.
Well, thank you, Benoit, and everybody else that left a message. And now it's time for some more music from Blue Kilt. Now they're back with a medley of traditional songs, and these are really quite recognizable tunes that can, you know, really be played all year long. And what's interesting is that both English and French traditional music rely heavily on Irish jigs and reels. So if you think about it, when it comes down to language, or at least the language of traditional music, it's safe to say we all have something in common.
Clap your hands on these Irish and Canadian tunes.
Now, those are perfect tunes for pushing back the table and the chairs and just having a good old kitchen party. Now, and you've probably noticed that through the years that in gatherings, the noisiest people are often in the kitchen. That's where the partying is always going on. So, well, friends, this sure went fast. We've come to the end of the very first Culture for Seniors holiday show. I'd like to thank our musical guests, France Thibault and Laurent Hubert from Blue Celt. And Patty Warnock was our storyteller. Thanks a lot for being there today. And this program was designed for seniors and made possible through partnerships, including, among others, Culture for Seniors, Townshippers Association, The Record, CGMQ 88.9 FM, and we're also thankful for the financial support received from United Way. Now, most of all, I really want to thank you for tuning in today and for getting into the holiday spirit with us. And on behalf of everyone I just mentioned, I'd like to wish you and your families a real healthy and enjoyable holiday season. So once again, thanks for being there. My name's Ed Humphrey. Happy holidays.